The waters heed the voice of Hashem commanding them to descend to the ground everywhere on earth. Thus the Talmud says the key to range was not entrusted to any intermediary, as it says Hashem will open to you his good treasure in the heaven to give the rain of your land in its season, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. The pasuk also refers to the voice of thunder that is heard just before the rain comes down. As David goes on to say, the Hashem of glory thunders, the Hashem is upon many waters. He thunders upon many waters in order to bring them down upon the earth. Pasuk Dalet. Kol Hashem Bakoach, Kol Hashem Bahadur. The voice of Hashem is in His power, the voice of Hashem is in splendor. The same voice of Hashem of which it says that it breaks the cedars is here the voice of Hashem that is in power, the voice of Hashem that's in splendor. When the human voice is too loud, it loses its pleasant quality. But this is not true of the voice of Hashem. Even when the voice of Hashem is in power, that voice of Hashem is in splendor. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Kol Hashem Shover Arazim Bayishaber Hashem Es Arze Halvanum. The voice of Hashem breaks the cedars. Yes, Hashem breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. The singer now depicts the manifestation of Hashem's power in strong winds. As the Torah says elsewhere, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks. As the pasuk that's found in Malachim Aleph. There are two kinds of winds, the frequent winds that bring beneficial results and the occasional gales which uproot cedars. Regarding the first kind, he says, the voice of Hashem is in splendor. That is, those winds are an expression of Hashem's goodwill. Regarding the second, he says, the voice of Hashem breaks the cedars. Yes, Hashem breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syria like a young wild ox. The Medrash says that the present pasuk refers to the day of Matan Torah, when Hashem, blessed be He, revealed Himself to the Jews in accordance with their capacity to face Him. Hence it says here with power, their power, rather than with His power. When the Jewish people at Sinai heard, I am Hashem your God, their souls departed, as it says, if we hear the voice of Hashem our God any more, then we will die. It's a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. And as it also says, my soul departed when he spoke. It's a pasuk found in Shir HaShirim. So this commandment of Hashem returned to the Holy One and said, Master of the world, you live and endure, and your Torah lives and endures, but you sent me to dead men. They are all dead. At that moment, Hashem again came before the Jews and sweetened the commandment. Thus it says here, the voice of Hashem is in power. The voice of Hashem is in splendor. First it was in power, and then it was in splendor. The Medrash says further, Hashem thunders wondrously with His voice. Pasuk is found in Iyov. What does He thunder? When Hashem gave the Torah at Sinai, He showed the Israelites great marvels with His voice. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Vayarkidem kmo egel levanon v'siryon kmo venu emim. He makes them skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. Even if they are strong like Lebanon and Syrian, He makes them skip like a calf. He makes them skip like a young wild ox. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Kol Hashem Chosev Lavos Esh. The voice of Hashem strikes flames of fire. After He had spoken about rains and winds, David mentions the manifestation of Hashem's power that strikes flames of fire. This power draws forth the fire from its natural place above, since fire is lighter than other elements, and casts it to the ground. Thus it says, a fire of Hashem is fallen from heaven. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Kol Hashem Yochil Midbor, Yochil Hashem Midbar Kodesh. The voice of Hashem shakes the wilderness, Hashem shakes the wilderness of Kodesh. Here he mentions a fourth marvel of nature, earthquakes. They are frequent, especially in the uninhabited areas. An earthquake takes place when forces trapped within the earth break free. It is as if the voice of Hashem shakes and endures the wilderness. Particularly affected is the wilderness of Kadesh, an immense and terrible expanse of desolation mentioned in the Torah. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Kol Hashem Yecholil Ayolos, The voice of Hashem makes the hinds to calve and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all say glory. David mentions here two other wondrous phenomena. One, that the voice of Hashem makes the hinds to calve. Their wombs are too narrow, but Hashem causes a serpent to bite them at the proper time and they give birth. As it says, "Know you the time when the wild goats of the rock bring forth? Or can you mark when the hinds do have children?" Thus it is found in here. Strip the forest bare. On occasion Hashem will take the sun out of its sheaf to incinerate all the trees in the woods. The grasslands are scorched and the ground is left bare. After having depicted all these natural marvels, David concludes, "And in his temple the heaven all say glory." All those phenomena attest to the glory and majestic splendor of the Creator. Then again, his temple refers explicitly to the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, which is all glory. That is to say, men of devout piety assemble there to give praise to Hashem for all of his wonders, and the entire congregation says, glory. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi were once traveling on the road from Usher to Lud when the day began to set and night fell. "What shall we do now?" they said to one another. "Shall we continue on our way? But it is dark. Shall we halt here? But there is the danger of robbers." They left the path and seated themselves under a tree. But instead of sleeping, they devoted themselves to Torah study. At midnight, they saw a hind pass near them, calling out in a loud voice. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi trembled, and when they rose to their feet, they heard a voice saying, "Awake, awake, and rise. Hashem has entered the Garden of Eden to rejoice with the tzaddikim." Thus it says, "And in this temple all say glory." Said Rabbi Chiya, "Now is exactly midnight. Blessed are we that we have been found worthy to hear this voice." That is the meaning of the pasuk, and the voice of Hashem makes the hinds to have children and strips the forest bare, and his temple all say glory. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Hashem lamabu yoshav vayeshev Hashem melech l'olam. Hashem sat enthroned at the flood. Yes, Hashem sits enthroned as king forever. Hashem sat enthroned at the flood, having spoken a familiar natural phenomena, in particular that the voice of Hashem is upon the waters. David recalls the flood when Hashem caused the waters to come down miraculously. Hashem sat enthroned. He exercised his rule over nature by changing the phenomena. The result was that henceforth men trembled in fear of another flood. For while that flood came to an end and the order of nature changed, Hashem sits enthroned as king forever. He continues to be the ruler over nature. Thus it is clear that Hashem's eternal existence is not linked to the wicked who perish, but to the righteous who endure. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Hashem owes li amo yitain Hashem yivorech as amo vasholom. Hashem gives strength to his people, and Hashem blesses his people with peace. Having now described all those marvels that Hashem effects in nature, David blesses the people of Israel. May Hashem protect them from every evil. May Hashem give strength to his people to keep them strong and to endure. May he do so by blessing his people with peace. A subtle reading of the pasuk is based on the following teaching of our sages. Why was the Torah given to the Jewish people? But they are fierce in their strength. If Israel had not been given the Torah, no nation or people speaking another tongue could stand up against them. Accordingly, the scripture says here, Hashem gives strength to his people, and because he has given them strength, Hashem blesses his people with peace. Here peace means the Torah. Hashem blesses his people with peace, says the Gemara. When one establishes peace in his own home, his people, the scripture says about him, that it is as if he brought peace upon every individual Jew. If one creates jealousy and competitiveness in his own house, it is as if he put jealousy and competitiveness into the people of Israel. For every man is a king in his own house, as it says in Esther, that every man should bear rule in his own house. Why did our sages institute that the prayer Siv Shalom, bestow peace, be recited following the priestly blessing, the breath, the blessing from the Kohen, from the Kohanim, for it says, so they will be put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Bamidbar. The blessing of Hashem is peace. As it says here, Hashem blesses His people with peace. Said Rav Shimon bar Yochai, great is peace, for it includes all blessings. Therefore Hashem blesses His people with peace. Another thing, Hashem blesses His people with peace. Peace upon your departure, peace upon your return, peace for every man. Rav Hanina, an assistant Kohen Gadol, said, peace in your house. Rav Nosson says, peace means the kingdom of David. And another thing is, peace means Torah. Chapter 30, Pasuk 1. Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis to David. A psalm and a song of dedication of the house by David. This psalm and song was composed for David for the occasion when the Levim would bring the Oren into the Holy Temple. Some say it was in preparation for the time when the second or third Beis HaMikdash would be dedicated. Thus, he likens the days of exile to days of illness. The Medrash says that psalm and song refers to two times the Beis HaMikdash was built, once by Shlomo and once by Ezra, psalm for the first temple and the song for the second temple. There's no mention of the third temple, for the greatness of the Beis HaMikdash that Hashem Himself will build is not known, and human reason cannot describe it. David HaMelech was deeply distressed when the Navi Nosson informed him that he would not build the Beis HaMikdash, as we find in Shemuel base. However, when he then informed him that his son would be the one to build it, he was overcome with joy. It would be as if he himself had built it, and his foes would have to cease maligning him. Psalm says that David's sins were forgiven. In the beginning, his enemies claimed that his reign would not last on account of the sin of Bathsheba, nor did they believe Nosson's prophecy that his son Shlomo would build the Mishkan. But when they saw David's reign continue successfully, they understood that his sin had been forgiven. David explained the structure of the Beis HaMikdash to Shlomo in the sight of all the people, and he made contributions towards its construction. The people followed his example and brought their contributions in his presence. That was when he composed the present psalm as a song of dedication for the Beis HaMikdash, and he spoke of forgiveness for his sins as a healing for his soul. For when the Beis HaMikdash will have been built, it will be clear to all that his sins had been forgiven. Some hold that David composed the present psalm upon the dedication of his palace, the House of Cedars, a passage that's found in Shemuel Beis. This interpretation matches the inference drawn by our sages from the pasuk, and it came to pass because the midwives feared Hashem that He made them houses. The pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. They said houses of priesthood and houses of kingship. Pasuk Beis, pasuk 2. Aramimcha Hashem ki delisani v'leisimach to oyvayli. I extol you, O Hashem, for you have raised me up, and you have not made my foes rejoice over me. I extol you, O Hashem, I will extol your name, for you have raised me up. You have not made my foes rejoice over me. They said that David had no share in the world to come. But when they saw that the doors of the Beis HaMikdash opened for the Oren to be brought inside, they knew, or will know, that Hashem had forgiven him for the sin with Bathsheba. The faces of his enemies turned black. The scripture writes that the doors were not opened for the ark until Shlomo said, for your servant David's sake, turn not away the face of your anointed. The pasuk that's found in Divrei Yamin. It means that the principal dedication of the Beis HaMikdash was done at the hand of David, and therefore he says here, a psalm and a song. It is a psalm for the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, and it is a song of thanksgiving for the fact that the doors of the Beis HaMikdash would open for David's sake. A related interpretation says, I will extol you, O Hashem, for you have raised me up from the pit of that sin. A subtle reading of Dilisani is, you have made me ill. Similarly, it says, why, O son of the king, are you thus becoming a leaner? Suffering atones for sin, and as a result, you have not made my foes rejoice over me. Therefore, I extol you, O Hashem, that you and not my enemies have made me ill. Another reading says, although you have raised me up, I remain lowly, dull. It is the way of the righteous that even when they are elevated high, they remain humble in spirit. That is the meaning of the prayer. You lowered the arrogant and raised up the lowly. The arrogant remains arrogant even when they are debased, and the humble remains as humble as they were before being raised high. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Hashem Elokoi Shivati Elecho V'Tirpa'eni. O Hashem, my God, I cried to you and you did heal me. O Hashem, my God, I cried to you and you did heal me. You healed my soul by afflicting me in this world. The commendable way is to plead for the soul to be healed. The body will then also be healed as a matter of course. This accords with the teaching, and when one prays on behalf of another person for the same thing that he lacks, he is answered first. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Hashem ha'alisa min sh'ol nafshi chiyusani miyordi vor. O Hashem, you have brought up my soul from sh'ol. You did keep me alive that I should not go down to the pit. O Hashem, you have brought up my soul from sh'ol. You did not let me because like those that go down into the pit. You did keep me alive that I should not go down to the pit of Gehenna. Then again, David is saying, you did not let me fall into the pits that my enemies dug and covered up with branches in order to trap me. Pasuk, hey, Pasuk 5. Zamru Lashem Chasidov Ohodu Lizecha Kocho. Sing praises to Hashem, O you pious ones, and give thanks to acknowledge His holy name. Sing to Hashem, O you pious ones, about all that He has done for me. You too can take refuge in Him and receive the flow of His beneficence. Then you will not be afraid, even if you are steeped in suffering and affliction. All Hasidim, those who devoutly cleave to Hashem, merit to chant hymns and to give thanks to Him for having forgiven their sins and for welcoming back all who return to Him. The man of piety knows that he need not fear being doomed by his sins. He can repent and be forgiven. When you pious ones will be saved as I was, sing to Hashem and give thanks to His holy name. As it says, this is my name forever, and this is my remembrance to all generations, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Ki rega ba'apachayim b'tzono b'erev yolin bechi v'labokarinam. For His wrath is but for a moment, His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but joy of song comes in the morning. For His wrath is but for a moment, His favor is for a lifetime. If Hashem is angry, His anger is only for the moment, but He gives long life to whoever He desires. What is the proof that His anger is only momentary? For the man of piety may lie down to sleep in tears, weeping away. Weeping may last for the night, but immediately with the rise of the morning will come the joy of song. Moreover, His favor is for a lifetime. And in that very moment of His wrath, Hashem's anger is not an absolute rage whose purpose is to afflict. Rather, He wants to give life through the suffering that He brings upon the person. Then again, as the Talmud says, although Hashem rages every day, His wrath lasts only for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Alludes to the time when Bilam cursed the Jews, timing his curse for their annihilation to coincide with the moment of Hashem's wrath. But he wanted life for the Jewish people, so he did not rage on that day. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. V'ani omarti b'shalvi bal emot la'olam. And in my security I said, I shall not be moved, shaken ever. It is human nature that when a man's life is serene, he thinks that this will last forever. Therefore, Hashlomo said, on a good day stay content with the good, and on an evil day reflect, a pasuk that is found in Kehelis. That is, on a good day let a man remember and be afraid that an evil day may come. That is, on a good day let him be content with the good, but also reflect about an evil day. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Hashem b'rtzonoch ha'emadato lahari oz histarto v'necho ha'yisin nefol. Hashem, when there was your favor, you established my mountain as a stronghold. When you hid your face, I was overcome by fright. After I saw that when my feet were shaken from under me, you made them secure. I knew that you made my life serene. Your favor established my mountain as a stronghold. The proof, as soon as you hid your face, I was overcome by fright. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Elecha Hashem, Ekrov El Hashem Eschanan. To you, O Hashem, did I call, and to Hashem I appealed. To you, O Hashem, did I call, when I fell into the snare of afflictions. I surmised that they came from you. I said to you, O Hashem, I will call, because these afflictions were not the result of chance. To Hashem I appealed by many entreaties, like a slave pleading before his master. Our sages teach that one is not to make of his prayers a rote performance devoid of entreaty, for he will accomplish nothing by such prayer. Accordingly, David says here, when to you, O Hashem, I did call to you, Hashem, I appealed. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Ma'betza bedami biriditi al shochas hayotcho ofer hayagid amitecho. What profit is there in my blood death when I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? David goes on to describe what he said in this plea before Hashem. What profit is there in my blood, or what benefit will it be to you when my blood is spilled by my enemies and I go down to the pit? When I die after my body has returned to the earth and turns to dust, will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Another reading says, what profit is there to my life if I go down to the pit? If my end is the pit of hell, what is my life for? Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Shema Hashem, b'choneni Hashem, hayei ozeli. Hear, O Hashem, and favor me with grace, Hashem. Be you my helper. Hear, O Hashem, you in your glory, you yourself, not true an angel. And favor me with grace, Hashem. Be you my helper. As it says, he will call upon me and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and bring him to honor. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Hafachta bispedi lemocho lipi tachto saki v'tazreini simcho. You have turned from me my lament into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Having described how he prayed to Hashem, David now says, you heard my prayer and you have turned from me my lament into dancing. You removed my sack of sorrow and its place girded me with gladness. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. So that my glory may sing psalms to you and not be silent, O Hashem, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. David has done all this in order for his soul, my glory, to sing psalms to you and not be silent. Therefore, O Hashem, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. There is rejoicing for a positive reason, as when one merits some good thing like the birth of a son or a profitable transaction, and there is rejoicing for a negative reason, as when one is cured of an illness or saved from some evil. The difference is that if a person were asked whether in the future too he would welcome this good thing, he will certainly say that he would want it again very much. But this is not so regarding the negative good of being saved from some evil, such as recovering from a fatal illness. Accordingly, David says here, so that my glory may sing psalms to you and not be silent, O Hashem, I will give thanks to you forever. He would always keep saying and singing, I will give thanks to our will acknowledge you forever. Chapter 31, Pasuk 1. Lam natzeach mizmor de David, for the conductor of psalm of David. Pasuk 2. B'cho Hashem chosisi ke al avoshel le'olam etzit koscho pateni. In you, O Hashem, I've taken refuge, let me never be ashamed. Rescue me in your righteousness. David composed the present psalm in thanksgiving for Hashem, having saved him at Selah HaMachlokas. The rock of contention is found in Shmuel Aleph, after Shaul and his men had surrounded him on all sides. He also prayed to Hashem for deliverance from all his adversaries who continued to surge against him. To be worthy of divine supervision and protection, including through supernatural means, one must totally trust in Hashem. Thus David said, as one who dwells in the cover of the Most High and abides in the shadow of Hashem, I say to Hashem, you are my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Similarly, he says here, in you, O Hashem, I have taken refuge, let me never be ashamed. Then again, David says, in you, O Hashem, I have taken refuge, for I knew that I will never be ashamed, not in this world, nor in the world to come. But I ask you to rescue me in your righteousness. Be charitable. Rescue me without debiting from my merits. Hasten, do not tarry to save me. Incline your ear to me. Save me speedily and without delay. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Hatei Eli Aznachom Meheira Hatzileni Haye Li Litsur Mo'oz Leves Mitsudos Lohosheini. Incline your ear to me. Save me speedily. Be you to me a rock of strength, a fortress of defense to deliver me. Incline your ear to me when I have no more strength even to cry out. Save me speedily, lest I perish in my sin and affliction. Be you to me as a rock of strength, a fortress of defense to deliver me. It is the way of warriors to attack an enemy camp, loot and pillage, and then, laden with spoils, to rush back to their towering strongholds and fortresses where they are safe from enemy pursuit. Similarly, David says, be you to me a rock of strength and a fortress of defense to deliver me. David asks for deliverance in more than natural ways. Hence he says, incline your ear to me, save me speedily. That is, even before my pleas reach on high. Hashem is not bound by time, and there is divine supervision that transcends nature and time. Some note that David is not asking here for the quick extermination of his enemies, but for his own speedy deliverance. Be you to me a rock of strength to save me from their hands. He feared two things, that he might kill or be killed, so he pleads, save me speedily. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4, Ki sali umtsudasi otol uleman shimcha tancheni usnahaleni. For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. You are my rock and my fortress is David's answer to his own plea. Be you to me a rock of strength, a fortress of defense. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Lead me by teaching me how to clamber up the rock where no footpath is visible, and guide me to avoid the danger of falling to the bottom. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Tertzi'eni me'resha zu tamnu li ki atom uzi. Bring me forth out of the net that they have hidden for me, for you are my stronghold. Bring me forth out of the net that they have hidden for me. My enemies already see me falling into their trap, and they are preparing for the kill. But into your hand I commit my spirit, and I know that you will redeem me. The scripture relates that the Ziphites came to tell Shaul of David's whereabouts, and Shaul said to them, go, I pray you, make yet more sure, and know and see his place where his foot is. See therefore and take knowledge of all the lurking places where he hides himself, as we find this in Shemuel Aleph. It is thus made clear that his enemies had spread a net to ensnare him. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Biyadcha afkid ruchi patiso osi Hashem kel emes. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Hashem, God of truth. Into your hand I commit my spirit. I've handed you my soul as collateral, so keep it safe. The halacha is that one who accepts collateral is held accountable for it. This is so even when he receives no payment for keeping it safe. Accordingly, David says, I've committed my spirit into your possession, and you, like a true guardian, have redeemed me from all evil. For you are Hashem, the God of truth. You guard my collateral faithfully. Compare it to a traveler who was attacked by bandits. They surrounded him on all sides and demanded the gift which he had received from the king. Meanwhile, the king himself happened to pass by, and the man said to him, keep safely the gift that you have given me. Let it remain in your possession until we reach my destination. Now the bandits could do nothing. Similarly, when David saw that Shaul and his men had encircled him, and he was about to be captured, he said, into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me. The Medrash says, when one hands over an object for safekeeping, there's always some doubt whether it will be returned. But Hashem, blessed be He, returns the collateral, the soul, every morning, refreshed and more comely than ever. This may be understood as follows. It is natural for a man who pawned an object to redeem it before the due date, for fear that it might be damaged in another's possession. But Hashem does not deal with the soul in this manner. Although a person might not keep his soul pure, Hashem does not take it away from him before the appointed time. Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk 7, Shanesi Hashomim Havle Shav Ani El Hashem B'tochni. I hate them who have regard for empty vanities, as for me, I trust in Hashem. I hate them who have regard, who safeguard what they think is the royal seal and treasure, but what are actually empty vanities, neither useful nor truly valuable. As for me, I trust in Hashem. All my life I've been in distress, David says, but I did not turn to stargazers for help, and I did not consult those who cast spells, for I hate them who have regard for empty vanities. Instead, I put my trust in Hashem. We will continue.